Howdy, neighbors. Good afternoon, everybody. It's Ag for the Four States. Ron Hayes with you today here on the Mighty 690. Between now and 1 o'clock this afternoon, we've got a lot to talk about from the world of agriculture. As always, we start with a look at our markets. We've got the latest on our wholesale box beef trade, what we're doing as far as slaughter cattle prices are concerned. Of course, our auction barns will be checking the latest on our calf trade, the yearly markets as well, and then our agricultural futures, our livestock, our grain, oilseed, energy complex, all those prices coming up in just a few moments. News on 6 helping us out with a look at our weather. In this half hour between 12:30 and 1, we always check the latest beef industry news for you. We'll have that for you this afternoon as usual. And then we'll circle back around and take one more look at the latest agricultural news for you this afternoon before we wrap things up. As always, we want to start with a look at our markets. We do that here in just a moment.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contracts, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture or in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov.
The air we breathe shapes our health, even if we don't know it. But for many of us, the air we breathe is seriously hurting our health. 1 in 5 kids still lives with the dangerous effects of secondhand smoke, causing missed school from bronchitis, pneumonia, and even asthma attacks. But it doesn't have to be this way. Visit tobaccostopswithme.com to learn more about the dangers of secondhand smoke and how to protect the air we all breathe.
We did see some cash cattle trade in our part of the country yesterday. It was a dollar higher, $185 here in our part of the country. Box beef continues to decline. It's lower here at midday. Choice is down $1.19, $2.94.20. Select is down 85 cents, $2.84.91. Choice select spread $9.29, 114 total loads. Woodward Livestock, 2,664 head yesterday. Feeder steers steady to 4 higher. Feeder heifers steady to 5 lower. Steer and heifer calves, 6 to 10 lower. Feeder cattle steers, medium large ones, the 3 weights at 366. 4 to 5 weights, 304 to 309. 5 to 6 weights, 272 to 333. 6 to 7 weights, 2041 to 303. 7 to 8 weights, 245 to 256.50. 8 to 9 weights, 219 to 239. 9 to 1,000 pounds, 212 to 222.50. And over 1,000 pounds, 203 to 214.75. Apache Livestock, 1,402 head yesterday. Feeder steers lightly tested with a higher undertone noted. Feeder heifers steady to 6 lower. Steer calves not tested. Heifer calves 10 to 17 higher. Slaughter cows 3 to 6 higher. Slaughter bulls 10 higher. Feeder cattle steers, medium and large ones, 2 weights, 411. 4 weights, 387.50. 5 to 6 weights, 301 to 315. 6 to 7 weights, 246 to 284. 7 to 8 weights, 244 to 254. 8 to 9 weights, 222 to 232. 9 to 1,000 pounds, 206 to 219. And over 1,000 pounds, 186 to 193. Cattlemen's Livestock Auction in Dalhart, 1,195 head yesterday. Feeder steers and heifers traded mostly firm to 6 higher. Not enough comparable sales on steer and heifer calves for a trend. Slaughter cows and bulls mostly firm to $5 higher. Feeder cattle steers, medium large ones, 6 to 7 weights, 244 to 282. 7 to 8 weights, 251 to 259.50. 8 to 9 weights, 225 to 242. We'll check the futures in just a moment.
Wheat growers of Oklahoma, it's time to push performance to answer the call of Westbred Wheat. With regionally proven varieties like WB4401 with excellent yield potential and the highly adaptable WB4422. Trust Westbred Wheat to help you get the most out of every acre. Now's the time. Boldly grow. Seize the season with Westbred Wheat. Performance may vary. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices. Wheat growers of Oklahoma, it's time to push performance, to answer the call of Westbred Wheat. With regionally proven varieties like WB4632 with excellent yield potential and grazing potential, and WB4422 with adaptability across all yield environments. Trust Westbred Wheat to help you get the most out of every acre. Now's the time. Boldly grow. Seize the season with Westbred Wheat. Performance may vary. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
June live cattle down 55 cents, 175.40. August down 47, 173.25. October down 47, 176.52. May feeder cattle down 87 at 237.77. August down 135, 249.70. September down 155, 250.52. Kansas City wheat, July up 16 and a half, 668 and a quarter. December up 15 cents, 701. Chicago wheat, July up 17 cents, 654 and a half. September up 16 cents, 673 and three quarters. July corn's up 8 and three quarters, 465 and a quarter. December is up 8 cents at 488. May soybeans up 4 cents, 1196 and three quarters. July's up 5 and a quarter, 1213 and three quarters. July cotton down 94 at 77.66. December is down 110, 75.36. June crude's down 69 cents, 78.57. June natural gas down 227 per million BTU. That's a check of your ag markets. Now let's check the forecast from the News on 6 Weather Center. And we're looking at a mostly sunny sky today. Should be a pretty nice afternoon. High this afternoon coming up around 78 degrees with mostly clear skies tonight and an overnight low of 56. Partly cloudy skies on Saturday. We're looking at a high tomorrow afternoon of 81. Mostly cloudy Sunday, high of 81. 70% chance for showers and thunderstorms on Monday. High Monday of 77. That's your forecast. Stay with us. When we come back, Ron Hayes has today's beef industry news. Ron and more right after this on KGDF.